This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemen's Houthi group claimed responsibility for drone attacks on two Saudi Aramco plants in the kingdom's eastern province Saturday. The group's military spokesman said this on TV. The broadcaster said that the Houthis had deployed 10 drones against the sites, and the group pledged to widen the range of its attacks on Saudi Arabia, which leads a coalition fighting them in Yemen. A Taliban delegation has traveled to Moscow and held talks with Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. More from AP's Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Baton-wielding Hong Kong police moved in to break up scuffles Saturday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling at the start of rallies planned for across the city after months of often violent unrest. The pro-China demonstrators chanted support the police and China add oil at a shopping mall in the Kowloon Bay Area, adapting a line used by anti-Hong Kong government protesters and loosely meaning China, keep your strength up. The clashes spilled out onto the streets and each confrontation captured by dozens of media and onlookers on their smartphones. Police detained several people. They have gathered in malls with occasional scuffles with flag-carrying China supporters, often denouncing police for perceived brutality. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has warned that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. He also indirectly criticized some Muslim governments that either openly supported Indian actions in Kashmir or hardly said anything at all. Kashmir is India's only Muslim-majority region. In August, after India changed its laws on Kashmir, ending the territory's special status and depriving the region of relative autonomy, the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates in Delhi issued a statement in favor of that move. A Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods ahead of trade negotiations. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in this sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warns Europe to share the refugee burden or face a new wave of migrants as Turkey fears a new influx of Syrian refugees. Erdogan's threat coincides with a surge of migrants entering Greece from Turkey. According to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, 8,100 migrants arrived at the Greek islands in August. Syria's Idlib province is the last rebel enclave that the country's civil war and is under siege from Damascus forces. Earlier this month, the Turkish Red Crescent said half million refugees fled toward the Turkish border to escape the fighting there. Sound of reporters asking actress Felicity Huffman questions as she arrives at federal court in Boston for her sentencing. The judge sentenced her to 14 days in prison for her role in a wide-ranging U.S. college admissions cheating scandal. The former Desperate Housewives television star was also given a $30,000 fine and 250 hours of community service during appearance Friday at a Boston court. Huffman pleaded guilty in May to conspiracy and fraud for paying $15,000 to boost her daughter's scores on SAT college entrance test. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.